This Israel report is brought to you by the Blue Agency. Your Israel property is in good hands. Owning properties in Israel can be a great investment, but challenging to manage if you are based abroad. The Blue Agency will manage every aspect of your property, finding and vetting tenants, maintaining your property and getting it rental ready, negotiating contracts and collecting rentals, reporting back to you regularly. The Blue Agency has built a reputation for trust and confidentiality over 20 years. The Blue Agency, your Israel property is in good hands. Contact us at www.theblueagency.com.
7:47. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning. This morning's Israel report brought to you by Dr. Mordechai Kedar, who's a former IDF intelligence officer. A very good morning to you. I'm fascinated to hear your take on this IDF chief advocate, General Yifat Tomer Yerushalmi, still obviously being detained in connection with the Stay Tayman leak. What a crazy story this is turning out to be. Please help us navigate this.
Well, everybody here had the feeling that something very bad is happening in this unit of the military prosecution. They are part of the deep state, which controls Israel, together with the legal advisor of the government, and with Yitzhak Amit, the so-called president of the Israeli Supreme Court. This is a group of ultra-modern, post-modern actually, progressive juristocracy, which took over the whole country by creating all kinds of rules and laws above the Knesset and above the government. And this is what we are living in. Little by little, it grew up until it came to a degree that they don't care about the law. They produce fake movies about the Israeli soldiers, brave soldiers, in order to incriminate them, in order to show the world that they actually are working against violations of the Israeli soldiers, which never happened. Only in order to show that they are effective and they have the authority over the army. It didn't start now. It started already years ago, but the most dreadful thing which they did is on October 7th, 2023, when this war started. It started at 6:30 in the morning when Hamas started this assault on Israel. At 7 o'clock, half an hour later, this lady sent no less than 100 lawyers belonging to her unit in order to make sure that the army doesn't do anything in order to harm the Gazans, those who came without weapons. Because you cannot kill somebody who is without weapons. The fact that they came to rob and to rape and to kill and to burn, this was not enough. And she did not allow the government to declare a war on Gaza until the evening. Meanwhile, more than 1,000 Israelis were killed. Many of them could be saved if there was a real war, and the IDF Air Force would be part of the fighting. It was not for at least 6 hours from the beginning, only because of the orders of the judicial system which took the country over. And this is their biggest sin. Of course, they will never admit, but this is what happened there. Now came the needle which popped the balloon. And they were found to lie to the court, to lie to the people, to lie to everybody, and it's time to kick them all out, to clean the place, and to nominate new group of advocates in order to run this place, means the military prosecution, in order to clean it from all this mischief which they brought into this unit.
So does this indicate that the need for judicial reform, the fact that there's been this sense that the left intellectual segment of Israeli society has been much more dominant in the legal process, in intelligence, in certain areas of the Israeli government and other structures. Does this lend credibility to that concern?
Look, for dozens of years already, slowly by slowly, this juristocracy took the country over, although they are failing in the Knesset, because the majority of the people are either religious or ultra-religious or conservative, especially those who came from Arabic-speaking or Islamic countries. The Ashkenazi elite is shrinking in Israel, and they are losing the Knesset time after time, and the others are, you know, the traditional, the religious, the ultra-religious, are actually taking over the Knesset. However, the Ashkenazi elite keeps its grip on everybody through the judicial system, through the economy, through the media, through the academic institutions, and through the arts, because all these things are not controlled by the Knesset. And they stick to the judicial system because it actually gives them the authority to control the government. You know, the situation in Israel is the Knesset cannot legislate anything without the consent of the judicial system. What a democracy is. They were never elected. They are nominating each other. You know, chaver mevi chaver. Everybody brings his friends. And they are actually cloning themselves into the system. And they are controlling the government and they control the Knesset, the body which should have been the sovereign body in this country, because they are elected by the people. Yet the Knesset is not sovereign, at least until now, because of this takeover of the country by the judicial system. Now, when this lady was found lying to everybody with proofs, this is the first card from the card building which they built, and it will all collapse in very fast process. Everybody is talking now about the necessity to detain the legal advisor of the country, which actually controls the government, because she was a partner with this lady from the army, and the legal advisor should be kicked out with her master, the head of the president of the Supreme Court, Yitzhak Amit, who nominated himself this position.
What about the substantive imagery of the video that alleged abuse by Israel, by IDF soldiers? Is that true? Is it not true? Has it been doctored? There's not very much you can see on the video, but it somehow has become a symbol of what many of these allegations against the IDF. What is the substantive content like?
Look, this video is comprised of two different videos which were taken in two different occasions, and the alleged part which shows the terrorist who allegedly was treated in violence, he was not even in the place on that day which allegedly claimed in the movie. It wasn't there. He was in another facility on that day. It was proven later by the defense. It shows few soldiers are carrying detainee. Yes, that's how they treated them. You know, they didn't abuse them and didn't do anything. But you know, this movie shows, according to the to the soundbite which accompanies the movie, they talk about the fact that they torture. They didn't torture. They didn't do anything to him. But this is what the wording was accompanied this movie. Mm. So this is fake. It was fake, and it was leaked by the order of the chief prosecutor of the army. And it took her more than a year until she admitted to lie to everybody. And now she will go to court, and she very possibly will see the prison from within. She will be, all her grace will be taken from her, maybe her conscience as well. Mm. Because she's a criminal. Mm. She was proven to be a criminal. The problem is, all her partners in this crime, which I believe are all the way up to the Supreme Court.
Really unbelievable. We've only got a few minutes left, but what is the latest update with regard to the ceasefire?
The ceasefire in Gaza is kept so far because of the pressure on Hamas from the negotiators, especially Qatar, and the United States is pressuring Israel. How long this pressure will continue, I have no idea. Meanwhile, we are hearing all kinds of drums of war coming from Lebanon because Hezbollah reconstructs its power and its stockpile of missiles, which anyway, what remained from the war is too big. And also people talk about the second round or third round in Iran. Because the fact that Gaza is a ceasefire doesn't mean anything for Lebanon, it doesn't mean anything for Iran. Hmm. So, yes, we are in a continuous process of fighting the bad guys in the Middle East. And there are too many bad guys in the Middle East, which Israel has to fight.
Yep. It is. It's an ongoing story, and certainly one that is not going to end with this discussion or with this week. That is where we leave it. Thank you for a fascinating update, and Israel report this morning. That was Dr. Mordechai Kedar. He's a former IDF intelligence officer. Give me your thoughts about this concern in terms of the left. Where the left academic maybe approach and divide within the Israeli structural government system.
That Israel report was brought to you by the Blue Agency. Your Israel property is in good hands. Owning properties in Israel can be a great investment, but challenging to manage if you're based abroad. The Blue Agency will manage every aspect of your property, finding and vetting tenants, maintaining your property and getting it rental ready, negotiating contracts and collecting rentals, reporting back to you regularly. The Blue Agency has built a reputation for trust and confidentiality over 20 years. The Blue Agency, your Israel property is in good hands. Contact us at www.theblueagency.com.